Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New educator joins UW's Campbell County office. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The University of Wyoming welcomes Sarah Olson as a community vitality and health educator in Campbell County. According to the press release from the UW Extension office, Olson has experience in creating relationships with many kinds of people, and she is enthusiastic about inspiring everyone to focus more on their well-being, no matter who they are. Quote, "We need to start implementing healthy behaviors at all ages. It is never too early or too late to start healthy habits," she said. Olson earned her master's in kinesiology and health from UW in 2003. As a certified health education specialist, she has accrued 20 years of experience in health, education, and administrative work. She spent several years in Washington as a consultant and family educator, then returned to Gillette in 2014. Most recently, she worked as a paraprofessional in the Campbell County School District. She is also part of the board of Ava Community Arts Center and a parent council member. Quote, "We are thrilled to have Sarah join our community vitality and health team," said Mandy Marnie, senior associate director of UW Extension. Quote, "She has impactful ideas regarding health and wellness programming, and I am excited to see how she positively influences Campbell County moving forward. She plans to assess what her community needs and develop fun activities to engage Campbell County residents. Quote, "I feel like my toolbox is well equipped with lots of experience and life to help me be successful," Olson said. Olson started her new role with the UW Extension office on August 21st. Secretary Gray speaks against effort to remove Donald Trump from the ballot in 2024. According to the press release from Secretary of State Chuck Gray's office, on September 7th, Secretary Gray sent a letter to New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon outlining his concern with recent reports that Secretary Scanlon was considering the removal of Donald Trump from the New Hampshire primary ballot in 2024, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Quote, "First, I take issue with the extreme broad and overreaching interpretation of the 14th Amendment to unilaterally remove a candidate from the ballot before an election," Secretary Gray wrote. Quote, "Lest we are living through some Orwellian dystopia, the weaponization of the 14th Amendment to remove political opponents from the ballot undermines the sanctity of the Constitution and our entire election process." Secretary Gray went on to note that the unilateral removal of a candidate from the ballot in one state not only affects the state's election, but also has far-reaching ramifications in other states with later primaries and caucuses like Wyoming. Finally, Secretary Gray cautioned against using a position of power to infringe on the right to vote. Quote, "In Wyoming, we will let the people choose for themselves, and I pledge not to use my position of power to place a thumb on the scales of any election by using broad terms in the Constitution to remove qualified candidates from the ballot. With the public's trust in our institutions at an all-time low, we are at a pivotal point in which we must put the rule of law above partisan political grievances. I urge you, for the sake of our republic and the Constitution we all swore an oath to uphold and defend, do not abuse your position of power to remove Donald Trump from the ballot and take away or alter the will of the American people." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.